to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
On the books I have in the market, which is in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, the first one is When You Meet God, and you type that in the Google and you can put my name next to it, Chaco Varghese, Chacko, last name V.S. Victor, Arghese. It's available at Amazon.com. It's a book concerning the presence of God in the universe and questions anybody can answer the presence of God. God revealed it to us in 5 different ways. Through His scripture, which is the word He spoke, human encounters, our conscience, which God put Himself into our conscience, all the creations of the universe, and finally by the revelation of His Son, Jesus Christ. Second book is Does God Answer Your Prayers? All the questions you may ask in your lifetime about prayers. It's a highly researched book. It's a very good tool for prayer and learning and teaching. Last book is Violence, Murder, Massacre. This is book considering the fact what happened in all the violences in the United States, starting from the Columbine High School Massacre and all the others, all the way down to Donovan Douglas. And then in last one I have in the book is about the one in Santa Fe, California, Texas. So this book will give you a detailed description of how the violence entered into humanity and how we can prevent it. As I continue the message from last part of chapter 12 of the Revelation, where the dragon was standing in the sand, because he was not able to defeat or swallow Lord Jesus Christ, who was the son of the woman, which is the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel delivered Jesus Christ, spiritually speaking. Jesus came through the Judaic family. And when his resurrection happened and he died, though Satan couldn't defeat him, and by death on the cross, he victoriously defeated the death and hell, and he took the keys of hell, Hades, and death, and he went to heaven. And also the woman, which is the mother Israel, who stood there as the dragon was trying to kill her or swallow her, then God has provided a place for her in the desert. Otherwise, we can also think an experience of desert, where the God's provision was given to Israel, that Israel will not be completely destroyed by Satan. Even Satan decided to destroy Israel, wipe out from the planet Earth. From the year 1948, from the time they were established, the neighboring countries, Arabs, tried to destroy Israel, but nothing could have done that Israel survived. God is on their side until the last period, when Jesus returned to redeem the remnant of Israel. Now the dragon is now standing, as we see in the last verse of chapter 12 of the Revelation, that he stood to destroy the children of Israel. So he continued fighting the children of Israel. So that is what we see even today. They continue fighting. But the dragon stood on the shore of the sea, which means the sea, as I mentioned before, is a multitude of people. It's not the water, the sea we see out there, the ocean or the sea, but it's a multitude of people. So dragon is standing by the multitude of people even today against Israel. All the nations in the United Nations are approving to condemn Israel for all the wars they are doing for their own sustaining survival. They do make mistakes like everybody else, but they are fighting for their survival. But the nations, Satan standing by them. Now, next thing we see in chapter 13. In the chapter 13, this first verse is actually the last part of the 12th chapter, where the dragon stood on the shore of the sea. Praise God. He is still standing there against Israel and God's people. Now, with the chapter 13, the second next 2 verses continue, as I saw the beast coming out of the sea. See, we just read that the dragon stood by the sea, and then the dragon coming, a beast coming out of the sea. So the sea is again the multitude of people. This dragon or this beast is going to be working with the power of the dragon. And he had 10 horns and 7 heads. We discussed all this earlier. The 10 horns are the heads of the 10 nations. 10 nations are divided, all right? There were 10 nations in the old Roman Empire. When the Roman Empire was in the earth, when I looked up, there were 10 nations in it. So after the failure, defeat, right? I talked about this earlier discussions, that they emerged. And in AD 3rd century, by 323, it emerged, basically started getting into the church, as the church was taking over, as Roman Empire became one with the church eventually, and the Roman Empire power has been diminished or taken out eventually by wars. All the nations who they subdued or surrendered earlier came up for freedom, and they all got relieved from the Romans' power. Was weakness, weakening, and every territory they had to give it back. And finally, they were emerged. All right, after Constantine the Great in AD 23, then eventually, by AD 4th century, they continue depleting, their power were diminishing, and then finally they were just settled as exactly as where they are supposed to in Italy and Rome only. And therefore, it basically, what happened? Basically, they took over the church. The church became called the Roman Catholic Church, you see. A Catholic word actually means universal, as we all know that. I hope that it means only universal. The church is universal, which is true, but the Roman Catholic Church as itself eventually became continue adding up pagan worships and pagan religious orders in the Christianity. And they were going out of the heavenly calling of God. So now this beast, which we are referring as the Roman Empire, because the Roman Empire had 10 nations, and then they dissolved basically. Right now, the European Union is conducting their elections. See, one of the nations we just had an election, and others are going to have it. Now, there is 27 nations in the European Union. Now, I was watching BBC News about these election events happening in Europe, as also different nations. Also, England or Great Britain has their election. Though they are not part of the European Union. Now, the Europe is having election, France and all the other nations. Basically, then I looked up the number of electoral votes they needed. I believe it was 270. And when they have all the nations picture in like a circle, like a hemicircle, half of the circle, where these nations were divided basically into 10 sections. So even though it's 27 nations, they are divided as 10 sections. In each of the section has to have so many votes or so many numbers in order to fulfill this number of electoral numbers. So basically, even though it looked like there is 27, but their electoral process is showing 10 divisions out of the 27. So that makes some sense to the biblical prophecy of 10 nations. The 10 nations where we have here is the 10 crowns he is holding, the beast, which means in this Revelation, book of Revelation, the beast is referred as the leader of the 10 nations and also as a city. Okay, so later when we come to the chapters, we will see it's as the city of the headquarters of the beast also. So there is two way they have mentioned in the Bible. So the beast I saw resembled a leopard and also those of a bear and a mouth like a lion. So all these three referring to the previous empires. Those three empires combined together with this, the last empire, which is the Roman Empire, they have all the powers together of all these four empires. The beast have the characteristics of all the four natures of all four empires. Now, we explained this already many times, that one of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, which means this is the Rome we are talking about, which has been completely immersed or dissolved and joined the church. And eventually the church leadership became the leader of the Roman city called the Vatican. So the city of Rome, which basically that emerged into the church. Now I watched the History Channel many years back, and the historians also claims that the Roman Empire dissolved into the Roman Catholic Church. Now the fatal wound, which means that one of the head has been wounded, which means the theoretically the one of this country has been defeated, and who was the head of the nations of this empire. And now the whole world was astonished as this wound has healed. So what they're telling is by the end of the time, when these things happen, this nation which has been defeated will rise up the leadership, which is basically the Rome, that the 10, the beast will rise from there. So people started worship the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worshipped the beast and asked, who is like the beast, who can make war against him? Now we have continued talking about this from some time ago. They had the power given, and Satan and the beast had the power over the people of God, which is Israel. The last 3.5 years of the tribulation time, they will torture them and they will persecute them and they will kill them. Now the beast out of the earth, which is verse 11, another beast rises. I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. So like a lamb means he is a faker. He fakes to the people that he is a good guy. And the next thing he does is he behaves like a dragon. So he is like exercising all authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. So it's talking about the first beast who rose from the sea. And they performed great miracles. So I have dedicated one lecture before this for this chapter. So this is going to be, just continue it. Then we talked about the 144,000 selected people in chapter 7. And now in chapter 14, that is mentioned here, another 144,000 standing in Mount Zion. had his name and his father's name written on their heads. We're talking about the name of Christ, the Savior, and the Father's name. Now, this 144,000 here is referring to a group of firstborn Christians, which means in the sense of they were under a representation to the believers, other than that we have no suggestion about this, because these people are up in heaven as with Christ, and they have shouted with the harpist playing their harps, and they sang a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. So they were worshiping God in heaven, and these are like the first of the believers that God have saved from time and time. So they possibly one of those first fruits to God for his reward, like he is delivered. These are the ones, possibly the first ones in the time of deliverance God has delivered. And these those who did not defile themselves with the women, which means they were holy and pure and they lived a holy life. So it could be the believers of those first time believers of the apostolic time, those who, it is only a suggestion, because every commentators and great theologians couldn't say nothing more than this, because this is about the something like a first fruit to God, as his saints, they have been presented before him and singing the song of worship to God. So next thing we see in chapter 14 is that I saw another angel, verse 6, flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him and made the heavens, he who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." Now, the angel is proclaiming the gospel. See, now, today, angels are not proclaiming gospel, because it was exclusively given to the servants of God and his believers, that the time of their time has already passed. They already have been taken up to heaven at the rapture. Now, then there are others who left also been beheaded or killed by Antichrist, and they were also being taken to heaven. So right now, this is God sending his angel to declare that get saved from every tribe, every language, and every nation. So people did not worship God for many, many, many centuries. People are lost, thousands and thousands of people who did not worship God, and they all perishing here, being punished, and they will also go to the final judgment. Now, the second angel followed and said, "Fallen, fallen, the Babylon the Great, which made all nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries." Now, this is a little bit more to discuss about. The Babylon here is some things that the old Babylon, the city of Babylon in Iraq will be rebuilt and become the way it used to be at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian Empire, and they are referring to that city. But in many of the scholars and myself believe that the Babylon is a symbolical language used here for the world systems. The systems of the world or the nation of the world where they practice the same immorality and adultery, and they also practicing witchcraft and every evil things that they can do in the world. So if those are the type, it is the similarity. The Babylon is a symbol of all the evil things that whichever countries which is practicing those, which is that we are referring here also. So if anyone worship the beast and the image and receives his mark on his forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury. See, drinking the cup of wine, we are referring to the wrath of God. You will go through the wrath of God, that he will tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. So which we are talking about the final judgment. And those who worship the idols and worship the beast, they will be punished by throwing them into the lake of fire. And the smoke of their torments rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. This calls the patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. So people who are presented in the earth at the time, they will have force to accept the signs or the seal of the beast or the Antichrist in order for them to buy and sell and do things in the earth. Now, when I heard voice from heaven, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Here it's referring to the people who are not going to receive the symbol of the beast will be dead. They are going to be killed by Satan, the Antichrist, okay, who do everything with the power of Satan or Lucifer. So yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. This also apply to any servant of God who is going to fall asleep, which means after their service in the earth, they will be going to rest. Their body is going to be resting, and their souls and spirit going to the presence of the Lord in heaven. And there is this punishment to everyone who lives on the earth, and it is going to be a difficult time for anyone to get saved at the last period of the tribulation time. So this is the last time. Today is the day that for our salvation, that everyone hearing to me, and if you have never been accepted Jesus Christ, like this is the truth, we have a different religion, every religion is preaching their own word, things. No, that is not what we have doing here. We are telling you the eternal truth, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that those who believeth in him will have eternal life. Those who you like to receive his life eternally, right now pray with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Forgive my sins, cleanse me and purify me. Make me your child, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's My Lord, I pray. Amen. Now, I will be right back with the announcement. May the Lord richly bless you. Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese. I am a pastor, evangelist, missionary worker, and I have 3 books in the market in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, as I have mentioned before. We have this ministry started like 2 years ago in the radio. Also, we had other ministries, evangelism, intercessory prayer, mission trips for last 30 years, originated from Florida state. And currently we are looking for support from our listeners. If you can help us with this ministry to expand, because we do travel to India almost every year. We teach and preach and conduct seminars and helping people to grow and expand the kingdom of God. If you would please support this ministry, I would be glad to send you my books as a reward if you would help us, at least $15 plus $4 for shipping and handling. And my address is 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, that is TERRACE, Parkland, Florida 33076. And my name is Reverend Dr. Chaco Varghese. That is spelled CHACKO, V like Victor, ARGHESE. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Forgive me now of all my sin. Come be my Savior, Lord and friend. Change my life and make it new. And help me, Lord, to live for you. Change my life and make it new. And help me, Lord, to live for you. Lost, forgive me now of all my sins.